This is your daily mind medicine.
Oh, what's up, crew? Happy Monday. If you're in the private community, then you're getting this late. Sorry, it's a couple of hours after our normal scheduled programming. If you're not in the private community, there's some really cool discussions that happen in that. And you get these episodes probably 2 to 3 months early. So you hop in there, taylorawelch.com/daily, DAILY. So my family's on the way to California, Colorado, opposite, not California, Colorado. And it was a chaotic morning. Usually I'm a couple of days ahead, but there have been events, travel, new products, new promos. We're in kind of a inflection point back up, if you will. If you've followed me for a while on any of the social media platforms, you've kind of seen this where I'll go through seasons of what I call push, these push seasons where you're kind of like hauling, and you know you're in a push season because you're simultaneously like excited, lit up. You're typically very enthusiastic about what you're building, but you're also a little fatigued. You're a little tired. And then I'll have pull season where we kind of pull back a little bit, rest a little bit. I actually do these on a week-to-week basis as well. I'll have push weeks and pull weeks. And then usually every week I have one pull week or a pull day in the middle. I don't know where this, many years ago I came up with this, these words, but the idea is that you're giving your body and your mind time to sort of recover. So Wednesdays are usually a very chill day for me. I don't really do any calls or meetings. I have one call with a bunch of crazy clients. We have a blast. And then Mondays, Tuesdays, fill a little bit more meetings. Thursdays and Fridays are more production. And so Wednesdays in the middle is kind of like a chance to catch my breath in the middle of it. And then I'll have weeks where the entire week is a little bit less busy. It's more padded. And then I'll have seasons where we're not really taking a lot of new ground. We're just holding and maintaining. And so we're heading back into, it's been busy, but it's not been intense. There's a difference between busyness and intensity. You can be busy doing a lot of different things, and intensity is when it actually takes more from you. And so you can actually have an intense season that's not a very busy season. You can also have a busy season that's not very intense. But the reason I talk about all this stuff is so important to know like where you are in your season. What are you building? What are you doing? And it's really important to know even where are you headed? What's coming after? So anyway, we're heading back into a little bit of an intense season where there's a lot going on. There's going to be like some pretty big projects. I'm launching we actually have a book launch in 2 weeks. By the time you hear this on the podcast, it'll already be released and probably hit. We have put all of our books on the bestseller list just because they're really good books. They tend to just sit there. But this book is for client services. It's called The Exceptional Experience. And I'm writing and finishing a sales book right now that'll hit in July. And my goodness, this is the best book I've ever written. I'm so excited. Like I'm having to fight the urge almost every single day not to post snippets of it online or in social media channels, because I really believe that this book will change how people sell forever. That it'll make sales a lot easier, a lot more fun. And then I have another book right behind that in October. It's called, as of right now, The Working Title. Actually, I'm not going to tell you the working title right now. I'm going to tell you later, but it's the story of how I have overcome all of the obstacles and setbacks and difficulties in my life. And it's got inside of this book some of the, I think, the best frames on human psychology that I found anywhere else. Some of them were literally like God gave these to me. And it'll change your life if you read it. And so there's a production calendar that's kicking in. I'm getting back a little bit to like my old production rhythm. A lot is coming out, a lot's going in. And the thing I woke up with today thinking about, I didn't have time to record it for you because I was a little bit behind. I had to like see the fam off, is this idea of being okay if you're not in a very fast moving season. That's okay. I think sometimes we get the temptation to feel insecure because we're not moving as fast as so-and-so, or we're not setting the records that so-and-so is setting. But some of my most productive seasons have been seasons where the work is happening internally and I'm processing and I'm reframing and revisiting and resynthesizing. So it's a challenge if you're like an achiever type personality, which most of you probably are. You like want to achieve big things, you want to make big numbers, you want to become a big name. The way that you become a big name is you handle your life well when you're a small name. The way you achieve big things is you bring the same level of excellence to the small things as you do the big things. This is how it works. When you even study the life of Jesus, nobody knew who he was. He was hidden for 30 years. And this is where we lack as a culture, I think, is we sometimes refuse to put our best foot forward if there's not 1,000 people at the event, if there's only 10 people at the event. And what I've learned to do in my own life is, you know, I will speak at an event with 5 people the same way I speak at an event with 5,000 people. And I've presented in front of online audience of thousands and thousands of people. And it's amazing to me how at the end of it, I feel just as amazing after pouring into 5 people as 5,000. I think there's a secret here. If you can become amazing at what you do when you're small, eventually other people take notice and you become big. That's all I got. Adios. Happy Monday. Let's win.